Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Dad and Me Setting Farts Free is a humorous rhyming picture book by Jane Bexley that is designed for read-aloud family time. Positioned as a playful children's book with broad appeal, it uses flatulence jokes in a deliberately light, child-friendly way rather than aiming for gross-out comedy. The story centers on a father-child relationship and uses silly bodily humor to create shared laughter, making the book especially relevant for dads and their kids. Its format and tone place it in the tradition of novelty gift picture books, but the central purpose is more specific than simple joke delivery. It uses repetition, rhyme, and familiar household situations to make everyday family reading feel participatory and fun. Because the humor is accessible and the language stays simple, the book works best as a quick, entertaining read rather than a deeply plotted narrative. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, rhyming read aloud structure drives the book's humor. This also distinguishes the book from a standard children's story. A conventional picture book may emphasize moral development or adventure, but this one uses rhyme to support comic repetition and shared amusement. The structure makes the content feel safe and predictable, which is helpful when the subject is bodily humor. Parents can read it without needing to manage a complex plot, and children can enjoy the cadence even if they do not fully track every line. That balance between simplicity and rhythm is one of the book's main technical strengths. Secondly, father-child bonding is the real narrative center. This focus on bonding also helps explain why the book is often positioned as a gift book for dads. The emotional value comes from turning a familiar bodily joke into a symbol of connection between generations. Instead of separating adult and child readers, the story invites them into the same comic space. That is a useful device in family picture books because it allows the adult to be both reader and audience. The result is a book that uses humor to reinforce attachment, making the father-child relationship the emotional anchor of the whole story. Thirdly, child-friendly bodily humor keeps the book playful rather than crude. The restraint in tone is part of the book's practical design. Children can enjoy the simple taboo-breaking effect, while adults can appreciate that the content remains controlled and not overly explicit. That balance gives the book wider usability than a more extreme joke book would have. It is especially relevant for read-aloud settings, where parents need material that can land as funny without creating discomfort. In this sense, the humor is carefully calibrated enough bodily comedy to get laughs, but not so much that the book stops feeling family appropriate. Fourthly, illustrations and visual comedy strengthen the reading experience. The visual design also supports repeat reading. Young children often return to books that offer clear, readable images and predictable comedic beats, and that pattern appears to fit this title. Rather than carrying meaning through dense prose, the book uses image-text coordination to create laughter. This makes it closer to a performance piece than a traditional narrative picture book. The illustrations, therefore, help define the book's identity, a short, bright, joke-centered read-aloud that uses pictures to extend the comic payoff. Lastly, a novelty gift book built for Father's Day and casual family occasions. This gift-oriented positioning also helps explain its place among similar humor picture books. Many books in this niche focus on one joke or one family relationship, but this title specifically ties the joke to father-child affection and seasonal gifting. That combination gives it a clear market identity. Readers looking for a serious narrative will not find that here, but families looking for a short comic book to read together will understand the appeal immediately. The book stands out because it delivers a niche form of domestic humor in a format that is easy to give, easy to read, and easy to share. In conclusion, Dad and Me Setting Farts Free is best suited to families who enjoy playful read aloud books, especially parents looking for a light gift that can make children laugh without crossing into harsh or inappropriate humor. Its main strengths are its simple rhyming structure, its father-child focus, and its ability to turn a familiar bodily joke into a shared family moment. Because it stays in a child-friendly comic register, it can be read comfortably by adults while still landing with young listeners. That makes it more functional than many novelty joke books, which often rely on shock value alone. Compared with similar titles, this book stands out for blending potty humor with affection rather than using the joke simply for noise. It is not trying to be profound or elaborate, and that is part of its appeal. It knows exactly what kind of experience it offers. For readers who want a short, silly, visually engaging book for dads and kids, it fits the category well and delivers a very specific kind of family-friendly comedy. If you would like to support Jane Bexley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.